Hope all of you are enjoying a very special Valentine's Day weekend. If you're just tuning in this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, I tell you what, you are in for a real treat. We have got a very special book review. It's been a while since we've done one. This one is inspirational, to say the least. It is titled The Race Within: Passion, Courage, and Sacrifice at the Ultraman Triathlon. It chronicles the 30-year history of the Ultraman Triathlon that is held in the big and beautiful island of Hawaii each year. It's written by endurance sports journalist Jim Gourley. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Jim. It's nice to have you with us at YSR.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the book. To be honest, it is a fascinating read, and I started breaking out in a sweat when I was going through it because of what so many of these competitors, what they go through. I mean, it is truly incredible. And I guess my first question to you is, what motivates these athletes to compete in this? I mean, what compels these incredible people to push themselves to the breaking point?
I think it's something that's profound that you find only in the most elite athletes in the world. You talk about your typical competitor in certain sports like Ironman, and a lot of people do that to say, I checked something off my bucket list.
Yeah.
But people who do these sports, this isn't just a bucket list event. It's something that you have to spend years and years of training to do. And so really, it's about their passion. It goes back to the same thing that drove Michael Jordan to shoot free throws for hours every day after he got cut from that first basketball team,
right.
or why the chess prodigies play for hours at a time. They just love to do it. And it's that passion that drives them to go beyond all those limits.
Well, there's such a mystique to it. And I would say what a triathlon, it's typically an individual sport. And obviously, as you're saying, I mean, it attracts a very special group of people. Who are some of these endurance triathlon athletes?
Well, there have been some celebrity types. Rich Roll is a famous blogger, and he's done the Ultraman Triathlon. Dean Karnazes has not done the Ultraman Triathlon, but is another famous author as well, has inspired thousands of people around the world to take up marathoning. But I find the most fascinating stories in the sport come from the everyman athletes. I've met teachers, nurses, truck drivers, prison guards, just people from all walks of life who have this love for adventure and just want to try something new. And they come from different sports as well. There was a couple of former Olympians. Hilary Biscay, who's featured heavily in the book, is a professional Ironman athlete, so a little closer to that. There is a former near Olympic level rugby player involved, but they discover this sport and something just comes out in them, and they grab the bull by both horns and go after it.
Author, sports journalist Jim Gourley is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. You can join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are shining the spotlight on Jim's new book. It is titled The Race Within: Passion, Courage, and Sacrifice at the Ultraman Triathlon. And there's so many different types of endurance races. How is this one different?
Well, I don't think a lot of people know about it, and that's sort of by design with Ultraman. They don't want to become the next big Ironman or rock and roll marathon series. That's not what it's about for them. This isn't a business or something that they want to turn into a major franchise operation. There are only two other Ultraman events in the world right now outside of Hawaii, one in Florida and one in Australia. But the emphasis that the group that puts on this race it goes back to the original intent of those first Ironman races back in the 80s, where it's just a small group of people who had a passion for this type of endeavor, and it was a way for them to come together and share in that, because wherever they were out in the rest of the world, they were considered freaks. They were kind of shunned by friends and even family at times, because they were, cycling and running these incredibly long distances. So the Ironman started out as a way for these people to come together and say, "Hey, we're the same, and we can enjoy this together and have this race that's our own." Ironman grew into a major corporation. out of that, and they have more than 30 races all over the world today. Ultraman decided we're not going to expand the size of the race. There's only 40 athletes that come to Hawaii every year. It's an invitation only, and they're not intent on expanding around the world or making it a big deal because they want to keep that family atmosphere.
Well, the Ultraman Triathlon, I think it's important to point out too, Jim, that there's no cash prizes. What are reporters or TV cameras? I mean, so you got to just kind of wonder still, I mean, what drives these athletes to compete in such a brutal course? I mean, you were talking about passion, but I mean, I would just wonder financially how they are able to get through this. I mean, there's major sacrifices that take place, not just the physical side.
Absolutely. I think Rich Roll put it best when he said that it's the training and the years that you spend getting ready for it that are the hard part. And getting to the race is really just the celebration of everything you've put into it. You know, not all the athletes are extremely rich. I mean, some are, and they can write a check and get out there and do it. Some of them spend years saving. One of the athletes I talked to, named Gary Wang, he actually holds the record for the most finishes at the Ultraman Triathlon, 13. He's done this race 13 times. He's always finished, which is, it makes him exceptionally unique because he has a perfect record. He's never not finished the course, and many athletes, even some of the world champions, have had a did not finish or what's called a DNF at the race. Mm-hmm. But Gary told me one time, he says, "This is my retreat. This is what I do to come and reflect on my life and
wow.
sort of what I've accomplished throughout the year, each year." And so for some of them, it's a strong enough spiritual experience that it's worth the journey. It's worth the price.
I'm so glad you bring that up, Jim, because when I was going through the book, I mean, it talks about participating in this kind of competition, running this type of race, that there's a cleansing effect that takes place. I mean, a cleaning virtue to be found, what, in suffering.
Yeah, and a lot of people throughout all kinds of different experiences, you know, surviving dangerous mountain climbs or being adrift on the ocean for weeks at a time, you know, kind of have that same experience. I guess the movie Life of Pi is the closest analogy,
mm-hmm.
With the boy out on the raft with the tiger. And it can become that type of spiritual journey for some people. One of the athletes told me it's sort of like peeling an onion. You get down through all the layers of yourself and figure out what's really down there in the inside. And they crave that. There's something that they really enjoy about that.
How has it survived 3 decades without like major media coverage or live sponsorships?
It's the people on the island that put it together. Jane Baucus has been running that race since 1991, I believe. She's been involved with it since the beginning. And I don't think that there's any better embodiment of the Ultraman spirit than Jane, because she has as much of a passion for organizing it and running it every year as the athletes do to run it. And it's just extraordinary the kind of difficulty that she's gone through over the decades to make sure that the race happens. And so it's not just about the physical contest. You know, for everyone involved, it's a labor of love, and it's just an incredible thing to watch Jane put it together every year.
Author and sports journalist Jim Gourley is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his new book, The Race Within, Passion, Courage, and Sacrifice at the Ultraman Triathlon. It has been such a pleasure, Jim, to have you with us tonight. We appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on the book. It's an amazing read, and there's some beautiful photographs in there as well.
Thank you so much.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.